Can we hear anything? Do we not hear anything? We can't hear anything.
Hello, everyone.
Hey. Hello, how are you?
Hello. That's okay.
Hello.
To God be the glory for all he has done. It's okay.
God,
it's okay. It's okay. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. It's okay. It's okay. Evangelist Clayton, we need some prayer, babe. We need some prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, our Father, who art in heaven. Holy would be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we ask and pray. Most gracious Father God Almighty, we come to you humble as we know how on this evening. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, asking God that you would forgive us, God, of those things said, done, omission, commission, to grieve or displease you, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know that you are able, God, to do all things, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know, Father God, that you are in full control, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask, Lord, to purge and clean us with hyssop, so that we may be sons and daughters worthy to call upon your name tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. For you're worthy, God, of the praise, God. And we thank you, Father God, for our breakthroughs and miracles, God, that you're performing above all that we ask or we think, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know, Father God, that you are our guiding light and the driving force in our life, Father God. And without you, God, we can't do anything, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know that you are able, God, to do it, Father God. We know, God, that you are our physician, Father God, and you are our counselor and our representative tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And without you, God, we can't do anything, God. Father God, we know, God, that you are performing miracles, Father God. Father God, just like you said that you would, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, God, that you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, Father God. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, God. You are our Rose of Sharon and our Lily of the Valley tonight, Father God. You are that bright and morning star, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You are that wheel in the middle of a wheel, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You are the one, God, that in the storm with us, God, in the name of Jesus. You are the one, God, that are restoring, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, and we glorify you. We give you all praise and all honor tonight, God. We thank you, Father God, for 6 Hour Radio, Father God, AJ and the squad, Father God, in Queens Court, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching Brother AJ, Father God, just where he's at right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We know you are able, God, to do it, Father God. You are able, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for all of your children and your children's children, Father God. We thank you for your disciples, God. We thank you for your workmen in the kingdom of God, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No other help that we know, but all of our help, God, comes from you tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And thank you, Father God, for performing miracles, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, we give it all to you tonight, Father God, because without you, God, tonight, God, our speaker wouldn't be able, God, to tell her story tonight, God. like no other can, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are that same good, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. That restored, restricted, Father God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. You're that same comfort, God, in the name of Jesus, with those that got loved one that's gone on to their resting place, Father God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, we know that you able, God, to massage the hearts, God, of the broken ones, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We know that you able, God, you able to do all things, Father God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we glorify you. We give you all praise and all honor, Father God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. We know, God, that we can run, God, and don't look back, God. We know you got our hands in your hands, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We know, Father God, that you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, Father God. You're that same God, Father God, that spoke to the wind, God, and the wind obeyed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. You're that same God, Father God, that turned water into wine, Father God. You're that same God tonight, Father God. And above all, we ask or think, Father God. You're that same one, Father God, that spoke to the deaf, Father God. You're that same God tonight, Father God, that laid hands on the blind eyes, God. You're that same God, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You're that same God, Father God, that told us to trust in you with our whole heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, God, acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path, Father God. You're that same God, Father God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. We know that you're able, God, to do it, Father God. Do it, Father God, in the name of you, for every listening ear that have an ear to hear tonight, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We know, God, that you're that same today, Father God. We know, God, that we can call on you early in the morning, Father God. And we can call on you late at night, God. You are able, God, to do it, Father God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. God, you able, God, you able, God. Father God, you touch this service tonight, Father God. Father God, bless her like no ever before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, Father God, and forgive the sin, God. And I hear, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We know that you are able, God. You are our strong tower tonight, God. The Lord is good, our stronghold in the days of trouble, Father God. And you know it, those that trust in you tonight, God. We lean in and dependent on you, Father God, because we can't make it by ourselves, Father God. Father God, we ask, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. For our other daughter, Father God, Goddess Johnson tonight, God. Do it, God, like you've never done before, Father God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, we know, God, that you're able, God, to do all things, Father God. And Father God, we ask, Lord, to continue to order thy step, Father God, to, from, for, and near. Do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the squad, special qualities that you added, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We know, God, do it for the nonprofit organizations, God. We know, God, that you are able, God, to do all things, God, above all that we ask or think, Father God. Create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us, Father God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we give it all to you tonight, God. We lay it at the foot of thy altar, Father God, that is already done in the mighty name of Jesus. Do it for the radio programmers tonight, Mr. Kale, God. Do it for, God. Do it for Sister Nicole tonight, God. What gang it is, I do it for them, God. Do it, Father God, for Mr. Six Eyes, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. For your evil, God, do it for all of the pastors that's signing on tonight, all of the evangelists that's signing on tonight, Father God. Do it for the listening ears tonight, God, that we don't leave if they play it tonight, God, but we leave with something on our hearts, Father God. Do it for Sister Brenda, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Do it, God, and we'll be so honored to give you the glory, to give you the praise. Do it for Evangelist Night and Mr. Night tonight. Do it for Pastor Goben, God. Do it for them, God, like no other can, God. Do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for the squad tonight. Do it for the crew tonight, God. Do it for everyone, God, that is signed in tonight, God. Do it, God, and we'll be so honored to give you the praise, to give you the glory, and to glorify your name, because victory is ours, Father God, and victory is on our side tonight, God. And we just want to thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And when it's all said and done, God, give us a home in thy kingdom, God. For this is thy servant's prayer that we lay at the foot of thy altar that is already done in your son, Jesus Christ's name, that we ask and pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, Sister Clayton. Amen, amen, amen. Hello again, everyone. Pardon the mishaps earlier. That's just the devil being busy. That's all. But guess what? God is bigger than he is. So we're going to move right along. This poem is called Confidence in Me. Your confidence they will always attack, because self-worth and inner peace is something that they lack. Your confidence stands strong, and your strength they will endure. You light up any room with your gradient glow. Your deepest intentions are always pure. Your presence is made from greatness, from the one who sits on high. He said you are wonderfully made, and you are beauty to any eye. Your confidence or your joy the world can never take. And because you are true to who you are, your image is never fake. So look into the mirror and like what you see. And each day I pray that you love yourself as much as I love me. Welcome again to AJ and the Squad and the Six Eyes Radio Network on Friday night, April the 21st. Hope all is well. Everyone is doing great. We're going to play this right quick. And we're going to move on. We're going to have a good show tonight. And we love you just because. Listen to the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad.
When I think about how much I'm loving you, no limitations, no set of regimens, set of rules, I'm amazed how much this love has kept my life. And the commitment that we share is a worth of sacrifice. Yeah.
That was Anita Baker with Just Because on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Hello again, everybody. Let's open up some mics. Hope everyone is well. Welcome to Friday Night with the Squad. Remember, if you want to talk, press that one. And we're going to get these mics open. And we're going to have a great show tonight, despite the devil trying to do what he's trying to do. But he don't know about God. My God don't play about me, honey. So I'm just saying. You better be careful. 803, your mic is open. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's see. Who else we got here? 605, welcome. Your mic is open. There's another 803. Welcome. Your mic is open. 478, welcome. Your mic is open. I know that.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello, hello. 201, your mic is open. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, 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 and welcome to the Size Radio Network on Friday night with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court. Welcome. I think I got everybody. I think I got you. Remember, if you wait, there's an 863. I wonder who that 863 is. Your mic is open.
Hey! Yes.
Hey!
Hey!
There's a 682. Your mic is open.
That devil don't want none, sis. Come
he
on.
He don't want none because my God don't play about me, honey. He better watch
that's
out.
Right. He's sorry, don't play about me.
My God don't play about me. Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. As always, I do pardon the interruptions earlier. You know, there's always some technical difficulties somewhere. But you know, hey, there's always a ram in the bush, and we're here now. So, 702, your mic is open. 415, your mic is open. I know that's okay, okay, okay.
Well, praise the Lord.
Hi, hello, hello, hello.
Hey, I hear Matthew 18:20 is in full effect, amen. Where there are two or more gathered in my name.
You better say it. You better say it.
Amen.
I will always glad say, my God, here. Don't play about me. I just tell you. My daddy take care of me, honey.
That's right. Good to say that again.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Okay, okay. So, again, thank you, everyone, for being here. As always, we're going to go around and do our buddy check, make sure everybody's okay. I'm going to go ahead and start with sending out a big prayer of strength, love, confidence, peace, and good health to AJ, who is not with us tonight. He is not feeling well. So those who know the power of a prayer, please stand up in honor and behalf and intervene for AJ. My king is not at his best right now, but I know a God that's good. I know a God that's great. I know a God that's awesome. And I know a God that loves AJ. So we know that God is able, God is willing, God is ready, God is going to. So if you guys will continue to pray for AJ as he continues to heal so he can return to us. AJ, I love you. I miss you. God is good, and we're right here for you, babe. I promise we are. And we know God is going to take care of you. So with him not feeling well, my mental has been kind of all over the place the last week or so. But it's okay because I'm still here. My God is still able.
Yes,
and again, my God, don't play about me. So I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah. It's okay not to be okay, but just tell somebody. So I'm telling y'all, I'm not okay, but I'm okay. I'm okay.
Amen.
And with that, I'm complete. Next queen, please.
Amen. Give an honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That reign, rule, and abide and take charge. Amen. I'm Evangelist Clayton, and I'm hailing out of Tallahassee, Florida. And I tell you one thing for sure and two things that we know. We serve an almighty God that is always on time. Amen. No matter what you're going through, no matter what your battle axe is, we serve an almighty God tonight. My mental is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Amen.
You
don't know what that means.
You better say
it. I'm extraordinary.
Right.
Can I get all that in the bowl?
That's the circumstances. We serve an on-time God.
Yes.
Amen. The songwriter says he's an on-time God. Yes, he
is.
May not come when you want to, but he's always, always on time tonight. Amen.
Yes,
we just
thank
you, Lord, for being on time tonight. Amen. Working, amen, down here. Amen. Tossing and turning. Amen. But I tell God, I thank you. Amen. And it's okay not to be okay. Amen. To God be the glory. And I thank God, amen, for, amen, my counselor. Amen. Miss Monica, Dr. Monica Johnson. Amen. That I go sit on the couch with. Amen. And just make a relief. Amen. Because I know that God is able to do all things. Amen. And I'm so grateful for it tonight. And I'm grateful just to be here with the squad tonight. Amen. And being with you and you and you. And being with my other adopted daughter tonight. Amen. To God be the glory. So I'm grateful. I'm feeling good tonight.
Amen.
I feel like running. Amen. I got running in my feet and clapping in my hands tonight.
Right on,
and I'm completed tonight. I'm completed. Amen. To God be the glory.
All right. Any other queens in the house? Tell us about your mentor. How you doing? How you doing?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, yes,
ma'am.
Hey. Hey, baby.
I am my mentor. I am an original Georgia Peach, and my mental is on point today because I know that God tells me no weapon formed against me shall prosper, but for
right.
I am good and very good.
Amen. Any other queens in the house? Tell us how you doing. And you just made a comment that no weapons formed against me shall prosper. I think people need to understand that he never said they wouldn't form against you.
That's
he just said they weren't going to prosper.
They won't work.
That's right.
Say that,
so
that's
understand
right.
You're going to go through some stuff. But the key word is that doesn't mean you're going to come out on the other side of it. I'm just saying.
He's right.
It's
you think about
I'm free.
Yeah, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death?
Through.
So walk
come
through
on.
It.
Right.
Through. The Lord on
through.
Your side.
Yes, ma'am.
You need to understand what the word through means.
Yes, ma'am.
Any more queens? Any more queens?
Well, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, girl.
And my mentor, y'all already know, my mentor is great because what the joy, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to
right.
me. So therefore, my mentor is great, and I am just excited, and I'm just happy because my family in the building. So my mentor.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Any other queens in the house? Everybody's mic is open, so feel free, queens. If you got
hello,
something you want to say,
good evening.
Get on in there.
Good
evening.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Natalie from Arlington, Texas. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, my mental is excellent. I am just so grateful to be a part of this committee, just a part of this phone call tonight, being able to just connect with people all walking in their purpose to do great
Amen.
Things and to serve others.
Amen.
Amen.
So good to have you. Amen. Thank you so much for being here. 718,
God
your mic
you.
Is open.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes,
okay. Good evening, everybody. My name is Colette. I was invited by Goddess. And
hello.
I'm just excited to be on this call tonight.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
850, your mic is open.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I was invited by Evangelist Clayton.
Welcome
thank God
back.
For all of you.
Thank you so much.
Prophetville Minister Elsie. So I thank God for the peace I have. He said, if you keep your mind stayed on him, he will keep you in perfect peace.
Amen.
So I thank God for peace because the peace I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't
take it away.
I'm going to say that.
Thank God for peace. Peace, you know. Peace in my heart. Because without peace, you cannot enjoy life.
Yes,
you know, you can have the million-dollar house and still don't have no peace.
Right.
But I thank God for peace. I thank God for evangelist inviting me tonight. I thank God for all the gentlemen and ladies tonight. And I just thank God to hear your voices one more time.
Yes.
And it's good to be heard one more time. Any more ladies? Any more queens? We don't want to stop nobody.
Well, I am so glad to be here this evening with everyone. This is Nicole out of California. Just glad to be here to learn and uplift the name of the Lord with all of us who love him together, not for everything he's done for us, just for loving us and saving us. Amen. All the evidence is added blessing in here. So I just wanted to just encourage. It says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, or things to come, honestly, to separate us from the love of God. Amen. And for that, I am glad to be here. I made the wake-up list with all of y'all, and I'm not going to waste another moment. I'm ready to just uplift the good news that's coming through tonight, because I know it's here. Amen. Love y'all.
Yeah, thank you. 903, your mic
Hello?
Is open.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am.
How are you?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
I say good evening to everyone.
Good evening.
I'm Missionary Logan by way of Tyler, Texas. And even though I'm in Memphis, Tennessee right now, I'm on my cell phone, but my daughter's at my house, had me merged in because the cell phone and I are not getting along. But anyway, again, I say by way of Tyler, Texas, and I say that if you've been listening to your news, my mental is kind of like Evangelist Clayton, super califragilistic, right there, what she said.
I'll let right there.
You saw the EF0 tornado that touched down in Tyler, Texas while I'm away, and it's just as if I was there. I was worried about my mother and my friend. And now I'm down here in Memphis, Tennessee, Tornado Alley, and I've never seen rain like this before at a Corvette convention, no doubt. But anyway, it's much of the same as if I was at home, because if it was not for the hospitality room, it would not be a convention, because this rain is not playing in Memphis, Tennessee. But in a way, I thank God. And, you know, when I talked to my mother and everybody at home, they were all fine, and it just was a little minor damage. You know, EF0, you know, we thank God for the EF0. It was just what it was, zero. And, again, pray for me. I'm complete. That's my mental. All is well. God bless.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you.
I
love you.
And your safety.
Yeah.
Any other queens?
Praise God. I'm Evangelist Ella Knight from Tallahassee, Florida. I was invited by Pastor Clayton. And my thing is, John, folks, 15:07, if you're abiding the word, abide in you, you ask what you will, and it shall be done. So when we get the word of God, we don't ask nothing about his will, but whatever he tells us to do, we can stand on the word and knowing that it shall manifest itself, it shall deliver, heal, and do whatever the word is sent to do. So it's a pleasure to be here, to hear what word you have, and to be a witness that the word is of God.
Amen. Thank you for being here. 336, your mic is open.
Hello to
hello.
Each and every one of y'all out there. I want to say
baby.
Hello to each and every one of y'all. This is Miss Pride and Joy.
Miss Pride
calling out of the North Carolina area. That's what and we know that all things work together for the good to them
for
that love God and to them that are called according to the purpose.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen. You also can also check out Miss Pride and Joy as well as Miss Nicole on Saturday nights for Kicking It with DJ ATL and Six Eyes, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time, with news you can use and music you can groove to. So check those young ladies out and see what they got for you. Let's see what else we got on here. Anybody else? Wait a minute, I think I've seen another one. If I didn't, press one if you want to talk. We have a 469. Your mic is open.
Oh, I didn't know what to do.
You did just fine.
Is that this lady?
It is.
Come on, folks.
Hi, and hello, Miss Pride and Joy. This is Gabrielle, wife from Detroit.
Hi.
Now in Dallas. It's so good to hear you, women. What a surprise. Hi, Goddess. Hi, Queens.
Wait,
oh, my goodness. This is such a surprise. Yes, such a surprise to me. I've been sitting here listening from the beginning like, that sound like Miss Lady.
Look at that.
I said, that's him. I'm sitting here going crazy.
Oh,
and then when
God.
You just say
Pride
and Joy, I say, they got to be her. But
I am honored
to be here.
I'm done.
I so didn't know you were doing this. I'm so proud of you and happy to be a part of this here. And with my queens this here, Goddess and Miranda and the other ladies, Sahita and everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. But, yeah, I just briefly want to say that without God, and if not me, then who? I thank God for choosing me, no matter whatever hardships, whatever blessings, whatever it may be. I thank Him for choosing me. You know, so thank you. I'm so honored to be here, Queens, and hello to everyone.
Oh my God,
Ronnie, how do I mute? Oh, I can just press mute on my.
We talk about you all the time.
Too.
Like we cannot wait to get
y'all.
Her. She needs to be on here. Oh my God,
I'm gonna have to connect with you, get you my number.
Yes,
but I moved to Dallas last year. I'll be here year next month.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh my
good
God.
To hear y'all.
Thanks, man.
Nothing but God. Okay, 850, your mic is open.
Praise the Lord, everyone. I give
Praise
honor God. To God. I give honor and glory to the God who's ahead of our lives and my life, and we give Him the honor and glory. I just want to say to everyone who's listening, I pray that God continue to visit your home with, you know, healing, blessings, and miracles. And I hope that everyone have and live a healthy and a joyful life. And I'm glad to be here tonight. I'm ready to listen to something, food for my soul. And I thank God for being here again. May God bless you.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here.
That's right there, Miss Lady Vaughn, when I met the
ma'am. Well, thank you for being here. I can't take y'all tonight. My God, you know what? My God has worked on me so much this week because you guys know what I'm dealing with. And, you know, I kept thinking about the show tonight, and I kept thinking, you know, it's got to be good. It's got to be good. We got to keep going. So running into Goddess, and that started going in place. And I kept thinking, you know, I still can do this. I can do this. And even worried about what I'm worried about.
Please.
Like, you know, I still got to do this. So God has placed a line of the strongest women I've ever heard right here to
Hallelujah.
Tell me I got you.
Yeah.
And I tell y'all, God, don't play when it comes to me. God is going to make sure I was able to do this tonight for my king.
Hallelujah.
And I just thank you, ladies,
Amen.
So much.
We are in this
you have no idea what y'all are doing for me tonight. You have no idea what this is
Maybe
for me tonight.
United we stand, divided we fall.
I'm a mess right now. But God is clearing up my mess and give me a test. And I just say thank you, Lord.
He got
signing
in for America, girl.
Amen. Oh, my God. Mr. Six, I see you, baby. Go for it.
Welcome. In the absence of my brother, from another
Come
mother, breathe. We got you. Welcome, everybody.
We got you.
Yes, we got
you. That is the boss lady. I'm sorry. That's the boss man, everybody, Mr. Six Eyes himself.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, breathe. We got you.
That's right.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The recovery from my brother.
That's right.
Count it done.
Thank you, God. By his son. We are his son. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Beautiful in every way. Words
As you all know, this is the month of my brother's sister's passing. It'll be 28 years. So definitely family in prayer. Supposedly trying to help the motorist that was stranded, but it was all a setup. And as he's hoping to, the supposedly stranded motorist, he's shot and killed, and his car is stolen. So that happened April 24th. So just keep me in prayer.
Yes.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Yes, sir.
Hello, how y'all doing? It's Tupi from South Carolina. My number has just been off the chain all week, you know. We all here together, and guess what? Prayer is so powerful. And when you believe in that prayer and you keep faith in that prayer that you pray for, look what God do. He sent Jesus Christ to pull up on all of us in every situation that we going through. So just, you know, keep the faith, Queen. Jesus Christ is pulling up on you right now. Already done pull up on you. Pull on up on everybody. Everything you're going six, he's pulling up on you. But it's great. Everybody that's in here on the sound, for everybody that can hear this broadcast right now, Jesus Christ is pulling up on you right now. All you got to do is pray and just call out for him and say, Jesus, I need you. Don't heed that. All of y'all, and I can't wait to listen to Miss Goddess tonight and see what she has for us today. And may it be a blessing to everybody's life tonight. I'm complete.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
205, your mic is open.
That was powerful, Tom.
This young man just said,
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And it is a pleasure to be here with you. My mentor pretty good. My nephew is just ill and in the hospital, but further than that, I'm sure he's going to be okay. And I just ask for your prayer for my nephew, JJ. I'm
completely.
All right. Anybody else want to tell us their mental? Anybody else?
Hello?
I don't want to hold nobody. Hello. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Minister Kinsey Bratton. I was invited by Goddess. I just thank God for the fire of God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that we continue to do what God says to do, because he said he's going to use me like a piece of scotch tape to bump these teeth through. Amen.
Amen.
So I just wanted to pray for you. And I just wanted to pray for you real quick, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for my sister, God. And I pray that everything that she's growing through, God, that you will continue to put the fire of grace all over her,
God.
I pray that the fire of God touches her life, oh God. Everything she touches, everything she touches, oh God, will be successful, God, from the inside out, oh God. And I pray that you heal Mr. AJ right now in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Right now, the blood of Jesus Christ, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's
a flame that purifies. Hallelujah. All right. So, anybody else? One last call. We don't want to hold nobody back.
Praise the Lord.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Brother Lockley. I just want to say that I thank God for my wife that loves me so dearly. She takes care of me. And And I enjoy listening to you all. God bless you all. I appreciate you. And I ask you to pray for me and pray for my health. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. I'm Richard from Louisiana. I want to thank my sister Goddess and my sister Miranda. And I just wanted to say hello to everybody, and without him, there would be no me.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God for you, sir. Thank you
Thank
all
you,
for being here. 630, your mic is open. 630, we hear you. Go ahead, babe. You want to talk to us? It's okay.
Oh, hey. That was a mistake, though. I didn't mean to.
Hey, you.
But hello.
Hello.
Hey, guess who? Where'd she go? Where you at back there in the back? Come back and say something again.
What?
Gabby.
Come back and say something to her. Come back.
Hey, Jada.
Press one, Gabby.
I'm off.
Am I here? Miss White. Yes,
yep,
you
yep.
are. Say hey.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Jada, guess who? Uh-huh.
I
gotta say something else. Who is that?
Huh? Jada.
Hey, Jada. Look at this. I swear this ain't no more than a reunion. Look at guys. Won't he show up?
Won't he?
Hey, Jada.
Hi.
Love you, miss you. Pray you and Appleface are good, girl. Good to hear you.
Uh-huh. I'm
glad to
hear
you.
Hey,
look at these.
Oh, Jenna.
Okay, so let's move on. Let me do this. Everybody good? Anybody else got anything they want to say?
Yes.
Before we move on.
That's it.
Thank y'all so much. I really appreciate you guys. I'm just so no. You just have no idea.
Yes.
So, I just have the distinct pleasure, the honor, and the privilege of us presenting this young lady to you guys. Obviously, most of y'all are in Norris, obvious. I just met her myself, and we have just formed just the best, oh, God, I don't even know what to call it, but I just feel like I've known her forever. We've talked, we've laughed, we've got so much in common. I love you. You have just touched my heart. And I am so glad God has put us together. So I ain't going to talk so much more. After the next song you guys hear, you get to hear that of the beautiful, talented, awesome woman of God, Miss Goddess. So you will be going on mute until she finishes talking. And then after she talks, I'm going to take everybody off. You can ask questions if you like. But we are going to listen to this song of hers. And y'all, and do you hear that of Miss Goddess will be next. So everybody sit back, relax, get your tissues because you're probably going to need them because you're probably crybabies like me.
Amen.
Hey!
Yeah,
Game on. Come on, you know. Now, the next time you drive by somebody living up under a bridge, come on. Now, the next time you want to complain, remember this.
Bills at the bills and the enemy is telling me.
That was, could have been me with Kurt Franklin, J-Moss, and Ty Tribbett. And without further ado, I present to you Miss Goddess herself.
Thank you, thank you.
You are so welcome. All right.
First and foremost, I want to give. All right. First and foremost, I want to give honors to God, you know, just for simply waking me up this morning and allowing me to have the health and strength to be here. I want to thank every member of the squad for inviting me tonight and allowing me to shine my light and share my testimony. You know, I picked that song for a reason. I listen to that song very often because it reminds me of where I come from. It reminds me of what I'm always going to be grateful for. And a lot of people say you have to know my story to understand my praise, and that's exactly what you have to know about me is to understand my praise, where my joy comes from, where my smile comes from, where my ability to have faith no matter what the situation may be comes from. So with that being said, my life started off, you know, not easy. You know, at the early, I was born to a mother who was suffered severely from mental illness and had a severe drug addiction. She went through years of abuse behind her own mother, which caused her to be a person that didn't know what love was. At 7 years old, my mom was taken away from me forever, for life, for committing murder. And that's when, you know, my life began to really show me what obstacles were and trials were. I lost my mom at 7, got introduced to my dad who hadn't been in my life in all that time, and then I ended up losing my dad in so many ways. My dad was the first person to take my innocence at 9 years old and ended up going to prison. Then after that, I went into the system, and I was one of 4 kids. I had 2 brothers in it. It was me and my sister. And, you know, everything you can think about in the system, that's what I went through, the sexual abuse, the physical abuse, the emotional abuse. From 8, when CPS took us and placed us in custody because of what happened with my father. And I was there up until the age of 14. So all of that, you know, growing up in that time, you know, you never feel like you belong. I was forced to grow up really fast and be in charge and be a parent, I always say, at an early age. I had an older brother, but I was the oldest. I was the one who had to, you know, still watch out for everybody. Even though me and my brothers, we were split up, I always had my sister. You know, going through all of that in the system and people supposed to be helping you, I was like, I'm better off on my own. So when my sister got in a placement, I decided, you know, I don't need to do, I got it better off on my own. So I decided to leave the system, run away, and I dropped out of school at 6th grade, and I began a life on the street because I was looking for something. I just wanted to belong, and I wanted to feel loved because I felt so empty and thrown away because I had lost the most important person to me, which was my mother. And due to her mental illness, she broke down, and she refused to speak to any of us. I couldn't talk to my mom. I couldn't write my mom. And then losing my father, so I didn't know. So I went to the streets at that age. And at so young, I turned to gang for family, you know, and I had to do a lot of things that I wasn't proud of, that I was ashamed of just because I wanted to belong to something. I wanted something called a family. When I was 14 and a half, going on 15, I was reunited with my brothers, because we were a part of the same gang, and they ended up running away. And we did a lot of things that I wasn't proud of. But my turning point was when my brother, my oldest brother, he was a year older than me, at 16, he caught his first charge. And at 16, he received an attempted murder charge and a grand theft robbery charge, and he was given 20 years started off. And then my other brother ended up committing murder and got 44 years at just 13 years old. So for me, that was a turning point for me because I was like, I ain't made for jail. I can't do jail, you know. But I was lucky, you know, because I can be honest, I was around in the vicinity when it happened, but I was just covered. And that scared me enough, especially when I found out my sister was experiencing some of the same things that I went through and I didn't know. I decided to turn my life around. I went back, got in contact with my caseworker, and I was 16. I hadn't been in school since the 6th grade. But I ended up going back, testing, and I ended up getting placed into, I was a junior at 16, even though I hadn't been in school since I was in the 6th grade. And from there, I worked real hard because my goal was to get my sister, and I was going to, you know, spare her and become that family that we needed, that we didn't have. And I did just that. I started out being told a lot growing up what I wasn't going to be, that I wasn't going to be nothing. I was going to end up being in prison and all this because of what I came from. But I ended up being the first generation for a different legacy. I was able to be the first to graduate high school, to be the first to go to college, and to be the first to be able to take my sister and give her what I call was a home. And I did that, and I was proud because my sister went on to do the same thing. So fast forward, we was our family. We did everything together. We made accomplishments. I was a nurse. I was on my way. She was following in my footsteps. And I thought, okay, I done got through the roughest time. It's easy now. Now I'm getting some joy. I had a child, you know, and I was good. And then, you know, my life took another change. You know, when I was 28 years old, working, left work like any other day, got my sister, got my niece, got on the road. The last thing I remember talking about was pancakes. And then I remember waking up and it was dark and being told that I had been involved in a tragic car accident. and I was coming out of a coma that I had been in for an extensive amount of time. And I could no longer see again, and I lost my sister and my niece. So I was broken all over again. I couldn't even respond because I had been in a coma. I hadn't been moving. I had to learn everything all over again, but I couldn't wrap my aunt's head around what I was told. I was the only family that my sister had, and I was in a coma. And to know that my niece and my sister were just cremated and thrown away because there was nobody there to claim ashes or do any of that, that broke me. I gave up on everything. I forgot I was a mom. I gave up on life. I thought my everything was a death sentence when it came to my blindness, which caused me to put my own self in a hell for 7 years. I didn't want to leave out the house. I didn't want to do anything. I stayed with a person because I didn't feel nobody would want me, who wants me. I can't see. I can't do anything. I couldn't even help my son. I was been independent my whole life, and I was taking care of people my whole life. Now here I am, and what was I going to do? I allowed this man to talk to me. He would laugh, make fun of me, spit on me, throw me downstairs, push me into walls, found out I was pregnant with my daughter from getting thrown down a flight of stairs and taken to the emergency room. And I remember praying to God to take my baby. Because how can I raise a baby and take care of a baby? I'm barely able to do anything with the one I had. And now you give me another one. I was angry. I was hurt because I did not know. But, you know, I was reminded at the lowest point after about it was my 10th attempt on trying to take my life. I was sitting Bacharach in the hospital with only a gown on, couldn't have anything in my room. And I had a nurse, and she would come in and she would talk to me and remind me and just say scriptures to me. And she reminded me about something that one foster placement lady that I had when I was 11 years old told me, which was about faith. And she would talk to me, and I was like, you know, and I remember being shown what a mustard seed was when I was 11 years old, and being told that's all the faith that I had to believe when times got hard because I was going to have a rough life. And within that time, I felt like I didn't have nothing else, so why not believe for myself? Everybody was telling me I was never going to see, I was never going to get out of this depression. But it wasn't until it took my child to have to come to me in the room where I wanted to lay in the bed and put his hand on my leg and tell me, Mommy, I got you. I help you. And in that moment, I was reminded of the feeling that I used to feel when I wanted my mom to be there, to show up, to be my protector, and to be somebody I could look up to. And I didn't want my son to have to ever feel the way I felt. So I began to fight, and I began to walk on faith that day. And that faith walk took me all the way to Miami, Florida, where I knew nobody. And I left that abusive situation, took my children all on a faith walk because I was told about an eye hospital that was the number one in the United States. And I just did not want to believe that it wasn't nothing that could be done. And that was the best faith walk I could ever took. That faith walk led me to be able to find out about visual rehabilitation, schools for the blind. I was able to go to fast track it because I had taught myself everything I needed to know with the help of my son. I was then able to go back to school totally blind and obtain not one but two master's degrees, one in visual rehabilitation and one in social work. And I was also able to begin to know the power of my story. I know the power of my testimony. I wanted to hide tattoos. I wanted to hide scars because they told a story. I didn't want people to know a story because I was ashamed. But when I finally learned the power of those scars and the stories behind those scars and the ability to turn a mess into a miracle, I was able to sit across from the mother of Shaquille O'Neal and tell my story and her to be brought to tears and her tell me I was an inspiration And that was the day that I started telling my story, and I never stopped. And I've been telling it ever since. And I never thought that I could ever be used. Because who was I? Why? I was somebody that was told that I came from nothing, from murderer, from a murderer, from a rapist, from a gang member, from a drug dealer, from a stripper, from somebody who, why would somebody want to learn anything from me? But I never knew that it's power in being transparent, it's power in being authentic, and it's power in telling your truth. And from that, I went on to endure 47 eye operations and 5 cornea transplants within the course of the next 4 years of my life. And it was all a faith walk. And everything they told me I would never do, I did. Even the fact that I couldn't see. My surgeon was an atheist. And I used to go in them room, and I used to lay on that operating table, and he would be playing that. And I was, I'd be like, can you put on some gospel? And they would put it on. And he would be like, why you keep putting yourself through this? And I was like, because I'm a thief. My faith, I got faith. And that's all I used to say. But that faith came through because on December 29th of 2021, after my 5th cornea transplant, and they took that bandage off, and I began to blink my eyes, and that fluid began to run down my face, and I was able to see my daughter, who I hadn't seen in 11 years. He didn't give me 20/20, but he gave me tunnel vision, and that was enough for me. That was enough that God favored me, somebody that I thought wasn't worthy. And from then on, I told God I won't complain. And I'm going to always testify of what the power of faith can do, because it don't take much faith. It doesn't. It only take a little bit to believe, and that's all I had. And I went from feeling like I didn't have no family, no nothing, to God divinely connecting me with so many families, so much family all around the world, and opening it up doors to opportunities that I could never imagine. I was able to do so many things that I would have never thought would have been possible if I would have succeeded with the foolishness that I allowed the devil to play with my head for so long. And then if that wasn't tried enough, he would still try to throw obstacles against me. Just recently last year, I walked out on faith. I was never the fashion type or the beauty pageant type, but working in this field and working with young people who have never seen and have dreams and aspirations of goals of modeling, goals of being in a pageant, goals of being a singer, goals of doing things that they don't see can be done when they're blind or visually impaired. I wanted to show them that anything is possible. So that's when I started getting into modeling, and I decided I'm a do this pageant. And I was so excited to enter the Miss Blind Diva pageant. I was all for it. I met these wonderful women over the phone, and I was going through the process and doing all that. And when I was 3 weeks in to me doing it, I got a call from the prison that my brother had committed suicide. And that was my last brother, because what I didn't tell the story is I lost my mother. I lost my father in prison. I lost my baby brother from being stabbed in prison 2 years prior to me finding out about my brother, my last brother, and he had committed suicide. And I said, I can't do this. I dropped out of the pageant because when you lose somebody that's incarcerated, you have to go, you have to sign out the body, you have to do all of this, and it was just me. There was no mom. There was no dad. I never knew my biological family. It was just me. And I dropped out. And I got his belongings, and I had a letter from him. I didn't want to read it. And something, a week later, I opened up that letter. And the last thing in it was, go get your crown. And I had never quit nothing in my life. I had to go call the founder of the pageant, I have to ask if there's any way I have to do all these things that these ladies have been doing for months. But I got it all done in just 2 weeks. And I answered that, and I was able to go to New Jersey, and I ended up winning that pageant, not knowing that that would change my life in so many ways. I met women who have touched my life. It led me to be recognized by somebody I gained a couple of brothers along the way. And he reached out to me, which caused me to be a part of a wonderful movement, even though I am blind movement, which consists of being influencers and showing what's possible beyond vision loss. It allowed me to be able to be introduced to new sisters, that each one of them are on the call and are women of power. It allowed me the opportunity to be recognized and now be recognized as the ambassador for the visually impaired by the United Nations. And we had given the opportunity to travel to Cameroon, Africa, to be an ambassador and provide relief to those over there. It's allowed us to be recognized on June 2nd in New York as being one of the most influential blind and visually impaired people. And most of all, it has allowed me to travel to over 30 states, new all over the U.S., internationally, and share my story of faith, which is where I started my company, which is FIGHT, which stands for Faith is Getting Her Through. So when people hear my story, they used to get sad. They used to say, I feel sorry. But no, I tell them, I smile because it became my testimony. I'm a real-life example of a mess that God turned into a miracle. I was looking for love in all the wrong places and not knowing that the ultimate person that could give me that was the man upstairs. And when I tapped into him, it was nothing too impossible that I cannot do. So now I say, why not me? And any obstacle that comes my way, I'm able to smile my way through it. Whether they talk about me, it don't matter. They talked about Jesus. So I'm going to keep on doing what God has called me to do. That's why I can say no matter what element comes in front of you, no matter what obstacle comes in front of you, God is able. All he asks you to do is believe and have a little bit of mustard seed faith, and it will take you a long way. So you have to remember that, because I wasn't nobody perfect. But just like many people in the Bible, God used the ones that people shun, that people talk about. He used the thieves. He used the murderers. He used the robbers. He used all of that because he sure used me. And he can use each and every one of you. So my obstacle now is my blindness. But I don't let my blindness define who I am, because my disability will never be an inability. It will never, I do not need physical sight to have an inner vision. And so with that being said, if you take anything from my life, take this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. So take that mustard seed faith and let it take you places that only God can take you. Thank you.
So, I am going to open these mics, and let me just say this, okay, just a little bit of housekeeping. There's a lot of us in here, and I know we all have something to say, but we want everybody to be heard, so we're not going to jump each other, okay? So, when you're finished saying what you're going to say, just say, I'm complete, or I'm finished, and we'll let the next person talk. We want to hear what everybody has to say. Because this has been a night of unbelievables. And so I'm going to start opening up these mics. If you want to be heard, press 1. I'm just going to randomly grab them. 478, your mic is open.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Garden.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I knew it was the reason why you came to me. When I tell you,
kindred spirits and echoing in so many things. I am so grateful to God that he allowed you to understand your uniqueness, and even though your trials came, that they come to make you better. God does his best work with us who are broken, and broken does not only mean physical, it can mean mental or whatever it means, but whatever you, God is. God is, and I am so grateful to call you sis. I am so grateful. I love you.
I love you. I love you too.
415, your mic is open.
I'm finished.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. 415, your
hey,
mic is open.
Praise the Lord. I'm here. Give me just a moment. I moved myself. Oh, Lord. Well, God bless you to our sister goddess. What a testimony. Amen. And I want to share something that I don't know. You might know about it, but I have the blessing of our brother Six to bring it to. Sorry for my, because that's what I was doing. I was trying to scramble to go get it. To our sister goddess, have you heard about a $10,000 grant that has come forward, and they're looking for. They're looking for folks to apply for the grant. And this grant allows you to do what you're already doing, sister, but not a but, and in a greater way. Apparently, this is their first year, and they're trying to get the word out to everyone. And I heard you say your deadline, you move quickly on a timeline. And that's a beautiful thing as well if you're interested. And I can further share a little bit about it, but I'm scrambling trying to not make a lot of noise and find my paper because I have it in my notebook. And I'm trying to think of the name of it. Do you remember? Do you remember, sister?
Flight. Yeah, Flight for Sight.
Flight for Sight. Praise the Lord. Bless you. Isn't he wonderful? Flight for Sight.
Yes.
Have you heard of the Flight for Sight grant?
I actually have not, but I'm glad you're sharing it because I sure will apply for it.
Well, it is wonderful. And I know we all want to get behind you and encourage you as we encourage one another. Praise the Lord. So to our sister queen, God bless you, sister. God bless everything, your heart, your hands, your home, everything that you do.
Thank you so much to
bring just all of us together so we can encourage one another. This grant is due on May 1st, right, Six? I think it's May 1st, right?
May 1st.
See,
May
he remembers
1st.
Everything. I don't remember everything as well as I think what did you say?
Yeah, so what it is, basically everything that you've done, you already got your outline of what you have to do. You already have that. And it's pretty simple to, just your outline, your mission of what you want to do, what you want to convey to the world. And once you do that, I mean, you're just walking into what you're already doing. And your story was very inspiring. And we have a lot of similarities because it is just I, too, as far as my immediate family. But it was very inspiring. And God bless you. Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you.
So, yeah. Sister Queen, may I send that over to you through through
please.
Messenger?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
I'm going
that's
to send
fine.
It to our Sister Queen, and then she'll send it over to you. It's a travel grant, so it allows you to travel, and also you would bring instructional. You would build a platform, which, like as Six has said, and it's true. Basically, you're just doing what you're doing naturally. All you got to do is just fill it out. And so I'm going to fill it over to our sister queen right now. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, he will. Praise God.
605, your mic is open. It's okay. We'll come back to you. 803, your mic is open.
Hey, this is Two-Piece. God, I just want to thank you for a very powerful testimony. You have definitely inspired me. I know you're going to inspire somebody else out there who will be later on be able to listen to it. So I thank you very much for telling your testimony.
Thank you, brother. Amen.
336, your mic is open.
Yes.
you definitely inspired the world. And please, everybody, make sure you connect with both pages here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, AZN the Squad. Make sure you become a member of that. And also, make sure you go to blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S. Subscribe. Also, make sure you go on Facebook to the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Just how it sounds, Six Radio Network group. Love to have you once again. That story was very inspiring. And you've touched more than one. You've touched the world. The world has heard your story. And, wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
469, your mic is open. I'm sorry, Six.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Goddess.
Hey,
Ariana. And every time I hear your story, it's like I learn a little bit more and I connect with you a little bit more. And I'm just, the part where you said, you know, when you tell your story, people get sad and they feel bad for you, but you tell your story with a smile. Mm-hmm. And when I lost my eyesight and throughout my journey of, you know, being blind, I've always looked for representation and what I wanted to be like as a blind woman. And I'm just so, so, so grateful to have come across you and to be connected with you, because you are truly helping me find myself in my blindness.
Thank you, baby girl.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for being here. Evangelist Clayton, your mic is open.
Hey, man, you know what? Now, I can say so much. But see, one thing for sure, two things I know. As the young people say today, you crunk me. Amen. To God be the glory. So I'm grateful that I got another daughter. Goddess, you are amazing, because I, you know, you were me. You were me. Everything that you said were me tonight. And I told you that on Tuesday night, I've been there, done that. I've been raped and molested and battered and abused by my stepfather. My stepfather wanted us for the been instilling those values within me. But at the same time, he was laying and playing and enjoying himself. And I was 9 and 10 years old. Amen. So I know, you know, I don't know how I felt with you, but me, I lost my mind. Amen. Mm-hmm. I lost my mind. Amen. To God be the glory. But the God that we serve is an almighty
Amen.
God.
Amen. Almighty
one
God.
One thing for sure.
Yes.
But we went through. Amen. And then the church, to be a witness for you, see, I've been behind the prison walls. I've been there because I tried committing suicide. I wasn't fit to live, but God wasn't ready for me to die. But God saved an old wretch like me. You know, the evangelist might only find family. Don't you even say that. But God saved me. God saved me from self-destruction of committing suicide. Because I wanted to out of an 18-wheeler out on the interstate going to Atlanta. I got out of the vehicle to go cross the road, but the state trooper caught me. It was nobody but God. It was nobody but God. Mm. And doing time behind the prison wall saved me. It was the best thing that ever could have happened to me. How can you say that, Pastor Evangelist Clayton? Because it saved me from self-destruction. It saved me from self-committed suicide. Amen. And I wouldn't have had time to get it right in hell. I would have lifted my eyes because I didn't have an opportunity to get it right. But I had to go back. I had to go back at 17 years old to forgive a man that raped and molested me, that took my innocence. That took my innocence. But I had to forgive him on his sick bed. On his sick bed. But I tell you one thing for sure and two things that I know, wrap it up in a nutshell. My mother had 4 children by that man. He wasn't my father. He was my stepfather. My mother had 4 children. And I came back to the state of Georgia, Camillo, Georgia. Came back, amen, to get to know my mother, because I had been in the system for so long. And I was just like you, 6 years, 6th grade. Amen. I didn't know what it was like to be back into a public school. because when I went back to school in Jackson, Ohio, they gave me a test, and I fitted the level of 11th grade. So I repeated the 11th grade twice, and I graduated. I wasn't going to let nothing stop me. I'm graduating.
Right.
I graduated. Amen. And
that's
then
right.
I enrolled in Auburn State University in Auburn, Georgia. And I went to Florida A&M University to see the program.
Yeah.
And I tell you, God is able to do all things. Tell me God won't
yes, he will.
Take, amen, your mess and turn it into a blessing.
Yes,
I tell you,
will.
I'm here today as a living testimony. He's gone on. But you know what? One thing for sure and two things I know. When I was in, I went with my sister to the hospital. But when I went in that IC room, I heard something say, in order that you live, you got to forgive. I didn't know that was God talking to me. I didn't know that. Like that. I was losing my mind up in that IC room. And I heard that voice again saying, in order that you live, you got to forgive. In order that you live, he said it three times. And I looked down at that man. That man used to weigh about 300 pounds, used to be on top of me, a little child. A little child used to weigh over 300 pounds. But I tell you one thing for sure. I looked down and I said, I forgive you. Yeah, I am 17
Amen.
Years old. I forgive you. I forgive you. I didn't understand that. I forgave that man, and he had water in the wells of his eyes. When my sister came back into the IC room, and I walked out into the corridor, and I looked up on top of the hospital where the helicopter was at. There were some doves, and I heard Miss Friday and Joe talk about them doves at night. There were some doves that was jumping and flying around that helicopter. I watched them doves till they got out of sight, out of mind. I could see a little bit better than what I see today because I lost my sight to glaucoma, and I lost my sight also, amen, because I had been abused, and he had beat me so much and hit me, and I was bleeding behind my eyes. But I looked up, and I watched them doves till they got out of sight, out of mind. When them doves got out of sight, out of mind, I heard my sister and them screaming in the IC room, Daddy's dead! Daddy's dead! But R. Kelly had a song saying, I believe that I could fly. I believe that I could fly. And baby, I tell you one thing for sure. When I heard my sister and them screaming and crying, it felt like chains had broken off of my ankles, off of my shoulder. I felt like I could run through that hospital because I felt like I could fly. Do you know that the chains broke off me? Amen. To God be the glory. And I was no longer bound. No more chains holding me. It's just the God that God saved me. He saved me. And I've been running. And I'm going to keep on running. And
you keep on running, Mama.
I tell you, Lord, these doors are always open, and I'm so grateful for your story. I'm so grateful to know that God did it for you. He did it for me, and he'll do it for anybody else.
Thank you,
Lord. Don't let your blindness, don't let your vision
don't
in
never.
There define your purpose for who you are in life. Keep on smiling, baby. Keep on being beautiful, being that beautiful woman that you are. Keep on being that beautiful mother that you are. Keep on being a friend. What a friend that you have in Jesus. And all I say is that he's there. You continue to keep on running, daughter. I love you.
I will.
Don't
love
you more.
I love you too.
There's absolutely nothing you can do about me loving on you. I'm completed. Or you going to make me shout up in here.
Go ahead, Mama. I love you too.
718, your mic is open.
Thank you, Lord.
718, your mic is open.
I'm on my survivor.
Can you hear me?
I'm on.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Goddess.
Hi.
Thank you for having
me on.
Once again, everybody, my name is Colette. I just want to say, Goddess, your testimony is more than inspirational. More than motivational. Like, I thought I knew what your testimony was, but completely hearing your testimony now from start to finish, like, you don't even understand the level of empowerment that you have put me in, the space that you have put me in. I've been a believer for a very long time. I was licensed as an evangelist a year ago, but my God, in this moment, Goddess knows my story.
Yes.
I was born legally blind, and that's all I knew. I knew nothing different from that. I've been facing a lot of challenges over the course of the last few years dealing with cancer, and just hearing your testimony has just given me the unction that I needed right now to
continue this fight. And I'm going to soar. I know that I am. Like you said, our faith is as small as a mustard seed. And it's important to my faith, be it on to me.
That's it.
And just hearing you say what you had to say is like, oh, my God. And I'm just, I don't have too much words, and that's not very normal. But I wanted to tell you thank you. Don't stop sharing
your
story because this is, it's amazing. And one last thing that I wanted to say, don't say my blindness because it is not yours. That is not your confession.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I love you. You keep
I love you, too. I appreciate you.
What's
up? If I may say so, I know outside of, let me see, one, two, three, outside of three people on here, the other queens that's on here, I don't know, but I'm also blind as well. And I say we're blind with vision.
That's
think
it.
About
right.
that.
Yeah.
Blind with
definitely.
And that's what it is. Yes. Two piece, right now, you, I, myself, I think Godfather is here, AJ. We got to protect these queens. So this is our little village here. You know, we got to protect each other.
Amen.
That's what it's about. Love you all.
Love you, sir. Thank you. 850,
your mic is open. All right. 205, your mic is open.
Thank you very much. I'd like to say that you are a great inspiration to me. I've enjoyed everything that you talked about, and I'm so glad that you had the courage to go on with life and you left your obstacles behind. May God continue to bless, strengthen, and keep you complete.
Thank you.
That is the Godfather from Alabama. That's the Godfather, and how sweet it is.
Yes.
There you go. 305, your mic is open.
Jesus, they rubber band them.
305, did you want your mic open?
Yeah. What's going on, y'all?
What's up?
What's up? Prices is up.
Yes, it is.
Just stopping through to say what's up to y'all. This is Cino Evo. What's good?
Hello, sir.
What's up, brother? How are you?
And y'all breaking up a lot tonight. I don't know if it's my phone or what.
He's breaking it.
I issue, sir. That is comedian See No Evil out of Miami, Florida. He is a traveling visually impaired comedian. As a matter of fact, Goddess, that's who I was talking about.
I ain't visually impaired. Dang it, I'm blind.
Well, I mean, you know.
It's a difference.
You write it properly, and I don't know it, so I'm just gonna call it as I call it.
I know.
You can be legally blind and illegally blind, and I'm illegally blind.
Well, baby, I don't know the difference, so I'm just gonna make it sound as good as I can make it sound and say impaired.
Well, I can teach you which one is legal and which one isn't. Let me drive your car and see how fast you get pulled over.
I don't even want to know.
Watch what the police do.
I don't even want to know. Okay, I'm gonna have one more down here. Okay, 682, your mic is open.
Yes, this is Madeline, and I just want to say that I am so grateful to my connection with Goddess. You know, God doesn't make mistakes in anything that he does. I just want to speak a little bit of how we connected. I was in the midst of a storm myself, and I've never been on Facebook, but maybe about 8 or 9 months ago, someone suggested that I get on Facebook and share the things that I'm doing in the community. And I had someone message me on Facebook, and I didn't respond. I didn't really know who it was. And so then I had someone to email me. and I didn't get a chance to respond to the email before I got a phone call, and it was Goddess. And we spoke, and I was on my lunch break, and I shared that I had about 10 minutes to be able to speak, and, you know, I talked really briefly, and then she talked, and it was just an instant connection. And she didn't even see the post on Facebook. Somebody else saw it and told her that she should get in contact with me. And I'm so grateful that she was persistent and God placed me on her heart and she reached out to me. And as I shared in the midst of my own storm, that God sent a woman in Orlando, and I'm here in Texas, to be a blessing to me. And she's been nothing but a blessing. I'm just in awe of her story, just looking at her and just seeing her heart. You would have no idea of all the things she's gone through. But she's a living testimony to let me know and everyone else know. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. God brings you through things sometimes to be a blessing and a testimony to somebody else. And I'm glad that she's continuing to follow in her heart. She's truly been a blessing to me. I want her to keep going and to keep going. I have a mentorship program where I mentor young ladies, and I was sharing with Goddess about that, which she already kind of knew, and I said, I don't know if you come to Dallas, and she said, yes, I do, and I said, well, it may be too short of a notice for you to come to my next segment, which was Loving the Skin I'm In. I told her the date, and she said I would be there, and she came, and just then she's a woman of a word. She's just been so committed to pouring back into these young ladies and letting them know that all they need is the faith of a mustard seed, and they can do anything that their heart desires. And so I'm just, again, so grateful for our sisterhood, for our friendship, and just to be walking in our purpose to empower others and to just be a blessing. And I'm done.
Yes. Okay, and real quick, can I say something real quick?
Of course.
Okay. Woo! They got me crying and stuff. Y'all done messed up my eyelash. I got to be on the floor in the morning. Okay, but I love you guys, and thank you so much. And these women, Miranda Williams, Ariana Duberry, Natalie Clark, Gabrielle White, Kim Brandt, all of them are a part. We are having a women's conference on July 22nd. Can y'all hear me? I hear some background.
Yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
I'm going to take care of this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, on July 22nd of this year, and it's called our Walking in Our Purpose Women's Conference. So I'm so happy because God knew what he was doing when I invited each one of them on, but they're powerhouses. And just real quick, I would love to invite everyone on the call to come out. It is going to be in Dallas, Texas, and really hear these women of power and purpose. They have stories, and they have testimonies that are truly touched me. As much as I'm an inspiration, they're an inspiration to me each and every day. Real quick, if each of you real quick can come off of mute and just say your name and talk about the topic real quick that you're going to be talking about at the conference. And then I don't know if Richard is still on the line or Jay Breezy. I would love for after the women, I'll say something about them. Richard Taylor, a.k.a. Big Boy Saint. He's the CEO of the first and only record label that everything is done by people who are blind and visually impaired. From the producers to the engineers to the singers to the songwriters, every single one of us are blind and visually impaired. And I hopefully he's still on, because right after the ladies, I would love for him and if Jay Breezy is on to speak as well. So Natalie, Kim, Miranda, Ariana, and Gabrielle, if you could just shine your light real quick and let them know what powerful message you're going to be bringing forth at the conference this year.
Amen. Can you hear us?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Hey, praise God. I just thank God for this unique and honor. Oh, my God. I thank God for my niece. I call her my niecey.
That's
thank God for her. She's on fire for the Lord, and I choose to support anybody, especially her, that supports the Lord and has a fire for God. So I'm just excited. At the conference, I'll be speaking about WWF, You're Worth Waiting For. Why? Because they are worth. You are worth the wait. Because they are a rare find, and a rare find has to be found. Amen. The man of God that God sends has to be patient and look for her, the find. Amen. So I will be discussing what love is, what it is not, and what they were created for, and how to be a woman of virtue and integrity, and to put in perspective, I am nothing but animated dust in which God chooses to use. And I just want to be used by God and let these young women know that they are created with purpose. They are created by purpose, on purpose, and with a purpose. Amen. And they're to wait for their man, their born-again man of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Bobby.
Man, I love it.
Who's our next?
I am Miranda Williams, and I will be speaking on the value of words, the power of words. Just strictly because I believe, first of all, that words of affirmation is my love language. But not only that, my Bible tells me that power is in the tongue. It is life or death. And so I understand as a young child and even as an adult that the words people say, it has an impact on it, whether we want to admit it or not, and understanding that you have to speak positivity. You have to speak it into existence. Go ahead and pre-claim it. Nothing's too hard for God.
Yeah.
And understanding that words are everything, and we need to speak life into each other as God is and everyone else has done on this phone. In order to speak life, we need to be mindful of the words we are using. And so, therefore, I will be talking about that subject. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, next up.
This is Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Hello, hello. And I will be speaking about building relationships, whether it's a friendship, it's a marriage, relationships in the workplace, or just relationships in general. There's so much power in building relationships, understanding the importance of working together. There's so much more that we can do when we're not in competition, but instead we're building each other up, holding each other accountable. Because, again, we're all in this together to make a difference in the world in which we live in. And it's not going to take one person. It takes us all standing in agreement together, being open to standing up, not being afraid to use our voice, and building these relationships to help empower others.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Natalie.
Amen.
Ariana.
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
So my name is Ariana, but I professionally go by Professor Blindy because I love to educate people on my blind experience.
Hi.
I have a business named Blind Intelligence where I have my inspirational speaking classes and inspirational t-shirts. At the conference, I will be talking about inner strength because we don't know the strength that we hold inside until it's the only thing holding us up.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
And
last but not least, Gabrielle.
My Gabby.
Hey, girl. Come on out of there.
Hey,
can you guys hear me?
Yes,
you can.
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me? You're not getting away from me again, so you might as well come on out here and talk. Okay? It's fine.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, I switched phones, and I'm just so lost. Everyone, most of you know me. I know that I found out that a lot of you know me now. I'm Gabrielle White. I'm from Detroit, and I'm now recently relocated to Dallas. A lot of you know me as GB, but I first want to say to God is just thank you, Queen. I'm so grateful that God allowed us to cross paths.
I love you.
And to become
fast good buddies.
That's right.
You know, just listening to you, this is my second time hearing your testimony, and your story is so inspiring and impactful, and it's just, it means so much to someone like me, and I'm sure to many of us on here, just all the resilience and everything that you possess and able to speak with your head held high and keep doing the moves that you're doing, like you're Superwoman out here. And I'm happy to know you, and I thank God for you. But yes, I thank her for thinking of me for this conference coming up. You all know my, well, not you all, let me stop saying that. Some of you know my story of what happened to me, how I lost my sight, being attacked with battery acid thrown into my face and disfiguring me, taking my sight, and left comatose for a few months and just doing a host of other things. But listening to Goddess and these other women speak tonight and a couple of these fellas, God is so awesome and so able. And ever since I've been out of my coma, I knew that I first had to forgive whoever it was before I knew who it was that did it to me. And just praise him in advance because I knew the road and my path was not going to be easy. And I knew that I was not at that moment strong enough to do it by myself. Not speaking of my mama being there, my siblings being there, my daughter that was 18 months when it happened. Not speaking of a physical person, but just I knew that wasn't going to be enough, and I knew the Almighty was going to be the one to give me my strength. So I live by, and when I tell people, I live by, like, just not letting the stuff get in the way and hinder your blessing and your path. Life happens. People think I'm supposed to be angry at God and, you know, manic depressive and this and that. You know, and I get it. You know, it's something that happens with people and they go through the motions. But I knew that would and I would be no good. And I knew I still had my mind and there's so much greatness in me. And if God showed me this is my purpose and my will and what he wanted me to be and where he wanted me to be, then who am I to feel some type of way about it? Accept your path and the life that God has given us and forgive. When you forgive like that, and even with you, sure you all know there's so many doors, the floodgates open, how God has kept you and your family and your children and continuously open doors. And so many people let go of that hurt and that pain of somebody offending them, doing something wrong to them, you know. Just let it go and give it to God. God is great. And I thank him for choosing me. Like you said, when you give your testimony, God is with a smile.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about nothing. My whole face is washed away. But it means nothing to me. God is great. I'm here. I'm here breathing, able, moving. For them to be crying over spilled milk. Clean it up and pour you another cup. You know, so everyone in here be blessed. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to just reunite with all of you, the old friends that we lost connection with and the new friends and the part of the conference. I can't wait till we meet and greet and get to know each other and fellowship and kick it. But everyone, just thank you. Now, I don't know how to go. Do I mute myself?
GB.
Because I'm traveling
GB,
right now.
GB.
Yes.
GB.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Before you go anywhere, let me say this to you,
ma'am.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So when we met and how we met,
ma'am.
You told me you was doing something one day. You were braiding your daughter's hair. And after they told me, you know, what had happened with you, and you said you was braiding your daughter's hair, I sat there and I looked at my baby doll, because I got this baby doll my mom kept. And I was like, how in the world is she braiding her baby's hair? But I sat there and I listened to you talk to your baby, and she was talking back and forth to you, and you was braiding her hair. And when she finished, when you finished her hair, she said, "Mommy is so pretty." And right there, I have had nothing but the utmost respect for you. And we've always just been
so cool.
And I thank God that this night he has brought so much to this platform tonight, just tonight. And I'm just, I'm so glad to hear you again. I'm glad to hear you're doing great. We cannot lose contact again. It just is not even.
Oh, you will not, honey.
It's just not going to let it happen. It just cannot happen. So I'm so glad to hear you're doing great. I can't wait to have a real, real conversation with you, hint, hint.
Yes,
and so
ma'am.
Just keep up the good work. I love you. I'm so glad to hear you again.
I love you too, Miss. Love you too, Miss Lady. And I'm so happy for you and what you're doing. And God is going to keep you and bless you. Don't worry about nothing.
Yes, he is.
We
yes,
have
he
these
is.
Roadblocks, these obstacles that try to get placed in front of us to distract us and tear us down.
That's
when
right.
our spirit is high, when our mind is focused, and our will is strong, that's when everything gets thrown in front of
that's
us to try to deter
right.
us
that's
and
right.
take and throw us off. But you got to stay
that's
resilient
right.
and stay steadfast on His word
definitely.
And your will and what you're. So, this too shall pass. You know, right now it's what is this, the 21st.
Right.
You know, just look at it like by May 21st, the situation will be passed.
Yeah.
This day will be passed, and something
right.
new will be happening,
right.
and it'll be in the past. You know, so just keep going towards the future. Yes.
And
right.
trusting
it,
and trusting and believing that you're right. You and when that happens, from what I know of the God we serve, you right in the midst of a blessing. You know, you right there.
Sure.
And you know, the enemy know that too. And he he wants you to get mad. He wants you to give up.
Yeah.
He wants you to feel like, oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. Because he know.
Yeah.
He know, but with you,
that's
God,
right.
we know. We know that God got a blessing coming
right.
and you just got to stand. But the beautiful thing about it is you don't have to stand alone. You are alone. It's okay
that's
not
right.
to be okay, but you're not alone.
That's right.
So that's what you remember. And that's the power of this, and I'm so grateful, you know, because just like these ladies, you know, through the times when, in the midst when I felt I couldn't be down because I could call on them, or they would send me a message, or they were pouring to my spirit. So I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for this conference. I will share the flyer in the AJ and the squad if anyone would like to attend. They have blessed my life and tremendously. And last but certainly like least, Richard, are you still here?
And did Saida make it tonight?
No, Saida, we have one more. And Saida, she was on transit and it was busy.
Oh, okay.
So she couldn't make it. But she's another powerhouse that's going to be in the building. And she's going to be shining her light. I am speaking as well, and I will be speaking on Know Your Worth. Confidence is the key. So because at the end of the day, we are all created in God's image, beautifully made in His own image, and God don't make mistakes. So we got to love the skin we in, embrace the skin we in, and do what God has called and ordained and designed us to do.
That
so that's
right.
going to be my topic at the conference. So I think the guys may have fell off, but I will definitely, like I said, since I will be having them back on to talk about that. But I'm just grateful, you know. I'm grateful. And this was truly a divine connection because I wouldn't have never known.
I tell you, small world.
And I forgot to say what mine was. Mine is perseverance and encourage yourself to keep pressing
it's
on
a
and
small world.
Persevering.
So before you leave, I'm going to do this for you. This is what you gave me. And this could be any of us. You know, my mom used to always say, if I say, well, Mom, why me? She always hollered, why not me?
Why
so why
me?
Not you? If my Jesus can die on a cross and take that beating for me, why can't I have a bad day? Why can't I have a flat tire? Why can't I not have a steak in my freezer? My God, that Jesus died for me. So why not me? So in case of saying, why not me? Here we go. Oh, Jesus. Why Not Me by Tosh Page.
Tosh Page, Lockhart.
Why not?
I'm over here.
We when I look in the mirror, I see a girl, beautifully broken, perfectly flawed. I don't even know how I made it this far. And I'm asking myself questions like, why did I do it? Why did this happen to me? Then I said, you can get through it. You just have to believe what I do now. Gotta make it all count. So why not me? I'm the perfect person to go through this storm. It won't break me, it won't kill me, I'll move on. And then I'll come out even better than before. And I'll never see this place anymore. Cause my faith is getting stronger every day. I'm removing everything that's in my way. And the fact that I survived another day makes me say, why not me? Why not me? Why? One day I'm up, the next I'm down. Problems coming faster than I can count. Who can I run to? No one to talk to. Can somebody tell me what to do? Why did I do it? Why did it happen to me? You can get through it. You just have to believe what I do now. Gotta make it all count. So what's not me? I'm the perfect person to go through this storm. It won't break me, it won't kill me, I'll move on. Then I'll come out even better than before. And I'll never see this place anymore. Cause my faith is getting stronger every day. I'm removing everything that's in my way. And the fact that I survived another day.
Was Why Not Me by Tasha Page Lockhart on the Six Sides Radio Network.
Nice.
So why not you? Why not any of us? And I got to do one more thing. I got to pay a bill. Y'all don't get me fired.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
And put them seatbelts on.
Yes, that's right.
Come on.
All right. Does anybody have anything else? Anybody? Let me take everybody.
This is Miranda.
Go ahead, baby.
That commercial kind of just triggered me a little bit, and that's just because I just want to reiterate, you guys, I was hit by a car because someone was texting on the phone while I was crossing the street, broke every bone from the waist down. Please, I am a living survivor of that situation. Please, it is not worth it, and I do a public service announcement in every class and every place I go, because it's mainly the younger individuals doing it, but now the older individuals are doing it as well. It is not worth it. I'll give anything to run again.
I can't. Amen.
So don't
tell me.
Amen. When I tell you guys that God is good and God shows up and God shows out,
amen.
I'm going to open this mic.
Come on,
boo.
You're there.
Yeah. That's all I can say. Thank God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And do it for another
good evening, brother.
Praise the Lord.
How's everyone doing this evening? Good evening, everyone. This is AJ calling up out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
It is a pleasure to be in your presence this evening.
Yes.
I'm not going to keep everybody. I just want to say to Goddess and her entire entourage, God bless each and every one of you. Me being visually impaired myself, from the very beginning, I've always wanted to have a very big visually impaired influence of a community on this network. So hearing what I heard tonight, it was a miracle to me. It was a blessing to me. It was a gift to me.
Yeah. Mm. Amen.
And I just want to say thank you.
That's all right. You're welcome.
Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for all that you have brought to all the listeners to this network tonight. Oh, and I want to say thank you, Queen, and my absence, the great work, exceptional work that you continue to do. And tonight's show makes me very proud, and it means something really, really, really special to me.
Amen.
So, I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to say to Goddess, thank you to you and your entire entourage.
You're welcome, sir.
And I want to say, of course, thank you to Mr. Six and the Six Eyes Radio Network for letting us do what we do here on this platform.
Yes.
To the entire squad, God bless each and every one of you, and you know how I feel about you. That'll never change. And I just want to let y'all know that I'm back.
Amen. Yeah.
And the testament is settled, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
God be the glory.
Praise God.
Come,
Brother AJ.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Brother AJ.
Yes, ma'am.
Before we leave, so I want to say something to you that God placed on my heart, because we all know it's important for us to do what God tells us to do.
Right.
I want to tell
right.
you, I don't have to know what you're battling. I don't need to know what you're battling. But what I need you to do is I need you to rejoice, because it's already done.
and our praise is our weapon. So in the midst of the storm, I want you to praise God. I want you to continue to praise and continue to give God thanks, because your healing is already there. You know, it don't matter what man say. It matter what God say. And I know my God as a healer. I know him as a way maker. I know him as a burden bearer. I know him as my heavenly sheriff. I know him to work out any situation. My God can work it out. So me to you, I want you to know that through pain comes strength. And your testimony is just being elevated. So you are back. And you're going to be you back better than ever. So you are welcome. Because the only thing that I did was let God allow me to be used as a vessel. So you just made me grateful, because everything that I had to endure was worth it for me to be able to hear just that. So you're welcome.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And thank you so much for that.
Amen.
Anybody else?
This is excuse me, Princess Nikhil, station manager, and I just wanted to say what an amazing story. You know, your comeback, your ability to overcome and to stay positive through all things. Some of the things that you experienced, I experienced too. So I just want to commend you and to continue to. Thank you for coming on the Six Eyes Radio Network and sharing your story, because I know it inspired and touched so many people. And, you know, like I said, I appreciate that, because you also inspired Six in so many ways. And I'm so thankful to hear your story. I thank you much. Please come back anytime to anytime you have
any. I will.
You're welcome. God bless each one of you.
God bless you too, beautiful.
Thanks.
Amen. Amen.
So, true goddess.
Yes, my
sister.
Now, I hear a smile now. Come on, get that smile out. Come on, come on.
Amen.
Come on. In the room. Bring it up. Bring it up. Jesus done worked it out. Don't have me go old school.
Bless you, sir.
If you let him, come on, Evangelist.
Hallelujah.
That problem that I had, I just seen him break.
I feel like I've known you forever. We've just clicked on so many different levels instantly. And I just want to say thank you for everything you've brought in tonight. Thank you for just filling our hearts, our minds, our souls with so much faith, so much courage, so much inspiration. And whatever, anytime you need anything, you let us know. You can get in touch with us. You let us know what we need to do for you. Because I just love you. I love you.
I love you too.
I love your fight. And that acronym, I told you, we work in acronyms around these here parts. So, you know, everything just fell in place. And I just say thank you wholeheartedly for coming in. And we would definitely be collaborating on some stuff. Thank you, baby. Thank you so much.
And I'll praise and honor be to God. I'm just a vessel, so you're welcome.
Amen.
And to Issa right there.
Amen.
I'm just,
What a mouth.
God
what a mouth.
Is good.
What a mouth.
God is fine.
God is great. And I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm glad to hear that you're,
yes,
man. You're
good
back.
Good to hear yours as well.
Oh, you are. I feel that in my spirit. I told you that.
Good to hear everyone's voice.
I know. I heard it. But I just want to say, before the end of the show, I just want to, amen, I'm just glad, amen. We're going to press our way through. Press our way through. Out of all the things we've been through, we're going to press our way through. Press our way through. Press our way through. Out of all the things we've been through, we're going to press our way through.
Amen.
That's
right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus. And if there be nothing else, is there anything else? Anything else? Anybody have anything to say? I don't want to hold nobody back.
If you can, Carcass the Queen, please check your messenger. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I sure will. Thank you so much.
Come on.
So
what a phenomenon.
Hello.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hello. This is Cindy and Leslie Lockley of Tallahassee, Florida.
Hi.
I just don't know how to say what to say, but it's all good, and God is good. Thank God for the speaker. I thank God how he kept her, how he's still keeping her. And I want to say, about faith, you know, no matter how dark it is and no matter what we go through, keep our faith in God, and he will always take us from Friday to Sunday. And he will take us away.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a young girl, my mother let me some plants and seeds in her garden, even though she explained to me that the plants, it would take time for it to cure or to grow. When that would happen after several days, I decided to dig up, you know, those plants, check the progress, and I found no plants. But what was worse, I also realized that I run the possibility of even seeing any plants. And just like there are many people in the Bible, you know, talks about who had faith and had to wait. God promises. And, you know, like one example, Sarah had to wait until she was well beyond her childbearing age before God had finally gave her the son he promised her. So if we keep on and we expect God to work according to our time, we're likely to face disappointment. But we can know for sure that everything works out for God and to God's timing. And I just want to say to the young lady that spoke to keep the faith, keep on praying, keep on pushing, and keep on doing what you're doing and speaking life, speaking positive things. And I thank you all, and I thank God for the Quick Size Radio Network, and I thank God for, it was Minister Elsie here in Tallahassee, Florida, who told me about this station. And I really thank God for it, and I'm spreading the word as best as I can. And I thank God again, and I thank God that Brother AJ, that he's better.
Amen.
He's all right in Jesus. Okay. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sunday.
Don't you guys forget to check out DJ ATL and Six Eyes tomorrow night, along with Miss Pride and Joy, Miss Nicole, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. with the news you can use and the music you can groove to. So go check them out.
Good
check
night.
Out the Six Times Radio Network Facebook page as well as the AJ and the Squad page. You can ask to be requested. You can look up Squad King or Squad Queen. Just come join us. We do have our one-year anniversary coming up in a couple of weeks. We are trying to get 365 members. So push it, push it, push it. Come and invite yourself to our page and help us make that goal.
Yes,
ma'am.
May
13th.
Amen.
You said May 13th.
You can join us on iHeartRadio, Apple Music, simply type in Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, Space Radio, R-A-D-I-O, and you'll have us on demand 7 days a week. And, again, again, the Squad Facebook page and the Six Eyes Radio Network group, just as it sounds, Six Eyes Facebook Network. Join, love you all. God bless from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Love you, Lord.
Thank you. That was the boss man. And in the words of Mr. AJ, I'm not going to let you say it because I need you to keep your voice as well as it is. God grant me the serenity to accept the things they cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Amen. If there be nothing else, check us out next Friday for another great show of AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court. So with that being said, good night, everyone. Thank you again so much for joining
everyone.
Us.
Good night,
we look forward to
seeing
you next Friday.
Good night.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.